flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, just an all-time victory by the Eagles yesterday. Just all-timer. Just destroying the Washington Commanders and thrilling millions throughout the Delaware Valley. One of whom took to Broad Street last night and started shooting a gun in the air. Let's avoid that moving forward.
I think it was actually Frankfurt and Cotman that happened.
Oh, was that Frankfurt and Cotman?
So. Okay. I think so.
But yeah. We don't need any of that action, but we certainly loved the celebration. And there was a lot to celebrate because of the way the Eagles played. John, Bat of the Bone Award. Game ball. Who are you giving a game ball to, my man?
You know, I've been trying to...
A lot of choices.
I've been trying to give this to Saquon just on principle, just because he has single-handedly, in a lot of ways, made this all possible. But I think Howie Roseman is so clearly... Like, he is definitively excellent. And this is one year where he's not going to get the recognition he deserves because the guy in Detroit got it.
Yep.
Howie Roseman, thank you once again for what was just a masterful performance.
Yeah.
And I think he should be executive of the year, even though Brad Holmes got
it. And let me say this about Howie. I said this
is a monster.
Yeah, no, it is a monster. I said this after 17 when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I said it after 22 when they won the conference. I think it is some might say this a little strong, a travesty that when the trophy presentation happens in the NFL, the general manager is never interviewed. It always goes, and it happened again yesterday, it always goes owner, coach, quarterback, and then maybe MVP if it's a different player, or Travis Kelce because he's an international superstar. That's it. How does the guy who puts the roster together, how did Howie not get a chance to speak on the podium after Super Bowl 52? How does he not get 30 seconds with the microphone yesterday? I think it's ridiculous. Howie's a great choice, John, both for yesterday and the whole season. James Seltzer, Bat of the Bone Award.
Yeah, now. How does the guy
that
outrageous.
Picks all the players not get to speak?
I mean, just this offseason, Barkley, Bond, Becton, Quinion, Cooper DeJean, and Vic Fangio in one offseason!
I mean, come on.
Those are 6 of the most important people on this team. Unbelievable, especially going to the Super Bowl in 2017, winning it, and coming, there's Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham, Rick Lovato, and Jake Elliott, and Jeff Stoutland. The entire roster and coaching staff is new otherwise, and Howie did it again.
And how about, you know, Jalen is a second-round pick. How about Nick Sirianni is the guy no one ever heard of, hires him.
Totally.
I mean, come on.
Amazing job.
The guy deserves a chance to talk.
Totally.
All right, go ahead, James.
I agree with you. I thought there were two. There's so many choices. I think there are two clear leaders in the clubhouse today. One is Howie Roseman, and the other is our freaking quarterback. Jalen Hurts was Unbelievable yesterday. That was, again, I said it before, one of the two best games he's ever played as an Eagle.
Yep.
He was flawless. He was quick with decisions, accurate with throws. He was a warrior out there. He got rid of the ball. Like, man, and that fourth and five play, the biggest play of the season, you know, one of the biggest plays of his career. He was, especially with all the way he played in the playoffs and all the talk and all the stuff and the knee and everything, for him to go out and do what he did yesterday, man, hats off to Jalen Hurts.
Which
that was amazing.
Included changing the play in the first play to what led to Saquon today.
Changing the play repeatedly to plays that were successful.
Yeah.
And this was, the knee, total non-issue. And part of that is he is just that tough. That should be lauded, Joe. You should look at that and say, our quarterback, despite the fact that he was injured, he played like he was hurt. You know, like, that is the difference.
He was phenomenal.
He goes out there, and regardless of the... And same with Cam Juergens, by the way. The fact that guys were talking...
Don't take too many guys off the board.
My bad.
Be picking
but
Cam
the fact that Cam Juergens, after the game yesterday, so many guys, teammates, talked about the adversity that he has been dealing with.
Yeah.
We don't know the half of it. We don't know what these... We don't know the injuries that don't keep these guys out.
Totally. No, I'm unbelievable. All
much
right.
respect.
Rhea, what do we got? Game ball. Who?
I know there's going to be a lot of love to all the offense players, and they should, because they scored 55 points, which is insane. Zach Bond has been nothing short of... Yesterday, 12 tackles, 8 solo, tackle for a loss, forced fumble, fumble recovery. Do you know in the 3 playoff games... He's got 26 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, forced fumble, 2 fumble recoveries, interception, and 2 passes deflected. This is a guy who said he used to leave games in New Orleans last year and go home and cry because he didn't think he was any good. You're good, Zach.
Yeah.
You're real good.
Yeah, look, unbelievable performance. The punch out was incredible. He didn't
even
know that he hit the ball. He hit the guy's wrist.
No. And I think he hit Cooper DeJean's arm, which hit the ball.
Yeah,
almost.
And he also hit the face mask a little bit. He hit the, it was quite a
Did
shot.
Did you see the stat? He's the third linebacker since 1991.
Okay.
1991 to produce a takeaway in each of their first 3 career postseason starts.
That's wild.
Wow.
The other two.
That's incredible.
Are Devin White in 2020.
That's amazing.
Ray Lewis.
Wow. Oh, just Ray Lewis.
Devin White being
good,
on that list is like poetic.
Well, he was good. He really was.
He really was good.
He was until he wasn't. All right. So I'm in a tough spot here. I got names written down. They include Cam Juergens. They include Saquon. They include Sirianni. I'm going to give the game ball to Cam Juergens.
Can you do a duo, him and Dickerson, as a center position?
I think that's fair.
I think we can skirt the rules a little.
I know.
I think Cam played a lot better.
Than Dickerson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Landon Dickerson had some issues. Now, he was playing out of position.
Yeah, he was playing out of position for the first time in like 5 years.
Except in its center.
4 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look, I'll give it to Juergens. He obviously, if you didn't see video after the game, he was really moving slow. Walk into the locker room. So you can only imagine how compromised he was and how he felt. But he played great, and he stepped in. And by the way, credit to Sirianni and Cam Juergens and Jeff Stoutland. You think about it. We've talked before about Sirianni, attention to details, little things. This is a little thing that wasn't a little thing. It's like, all right, is he good to start? No. Do we feel we might get in a pinch where an hour and a half after kickoff, 2 hours after kickoff, we might feel like we got to go to him because someone gets hurt. Yeah, that's possible. All right, let's activate him and deactivate someone else. It's a little thing, but it contributed to the victory. I mean,
But it also required a superhuman effort.
Well, that's my point.
Like, that is improbable that he would be able to do that.
And that's why I give him the game ball, because he's in the end the one putting the body on the line. But
Absolutely.
Obviously Saquon, Sirianni, and a bunch deserve the game ball. Let's listen to Cam Juergens, what he said after the game. I thought this was really cool. He was, you know, somewhat emotional, reflective. This was really good stuff. Here's Cam Juergens postgame.
What does this feel like for you?
I'm just so proud of this team. Just want to say thanks to the trainers, Joe, Tom. It was a long week.
Yeah, I feel your emotions, Cam. What happened this week? We were all shocked by the back injury. When did it pop up for you? How did you work through it?
You know, it's just, you know, it's football, it's violence. So just fighting. And this team's got so much fight. I love it. we're going to win this next one.
Yeah. You are headed to the Super Bowl, but what happened at halftime for you to step in and do what you did after Landon went down? What was said?
I was trying to get ready to go for the game. I knew it wasn't best for the team, and I just knew I was going to have to be ready in case anything happened. And that was my role today, and Landon went down. We ain't here without Landon. Yeah.
When did you know you weren't starting? Did they tell you after your pregame warm-up? I mean, it's remarkable.
Yeah, it was at the start.
Yeah.
Trying to see how it feels.
And how do you feel now, Cam?
I feel like I'm going to the Super Bowl.
That's perfectly said. Great job, bud.
Thank you.
That's tremendous. Really is. Great job by Cam Jurgens. He's a hell of an Eagle. And yesterday, so many of them made us so proud. That audio there from the NFL Network, an emotional Cam Jurgens. All right, let's go to the phones. What a day. 215-592-9494. Coming up this segment, you'll hear from Ray Dittinger at 7:55. Also, the Merrill Montage, how it sounded here on WIP yesterday, plus the trophy presentation, which was really cool hearing, again, a number of people other than Howie get the chance to speak with Terry Bradshaw. We'll play that audio shortly. Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom!
Yo, gang! How we doing?
My God. Cloud nine, Tom. Cloud nine.
Hey, you know, I thought Dan Quinn lost that game on the first drive. I, for the
mistake.
Life of me,
I
could not understand why he did not go for that final fourth down of that drive.
Yeah, I thought that was strange.
They were like three other, and they kept going for him. It's like, all right, well, this one, I guess not.
The only thing I'll say in his defense, the field shrinks when you get closer, obviously, to the goal line. There's not as much space. So it is easier to convert to whatever it was, fourth and four at the 50 than fourth and four at the 15. It's just easier.
Well, but weren't you thrilled they didn't go for it?
That's what I was going to say.
I thought it was a big mistake.
Every Eagles fan was like, thank you.
Totally. I thought, I couldn't believe it.
Totally couldn't get that. Now, there were two plays that I called before they happened. That was the first Saquon run. I could just feel it. But also the fake punt. Like, did anybody else there?
Yeah. Stuff at the line, I was like, uh-oh.
That was a lot of stuff.
And I'll leave you on this, Joe. We figured out the Jake Elliott issue. Just put a 50-burger up and it won't matter. Go, man!
Nice job, Tom. That's a good call, man. All right, let's get to Paul in Downingtown. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good morning, show.
What's up, Paul?
I am just so thankful. I think my gratitude could be described as exuberant. I've hardly slept, and I'm bubbling over. You know, if I can, I just want to thank Howie Roseman for doing his King Midas thing. I want to thank Coach Sirianni for his season-long grind, having the courage to go for it on fourth and five, letting his stars shine. I want to thank the entire roster for playing through their injuries, especially Jurgens and Dickerson. I know those boys might need help out of bed this morning. We see you. We love you. I want to thank special teams.
And by the way, let me just say this, Paul, real quick. I don't want to cut you off much, but they are in a tough spot's not the right word. Jurgens and Dickerson, that's Chris Jones in 13 days. Yep. So, you know, like, anyway, keep
and
going.
And he's so good. He jumps off the screen every time he watches him play.
All right, go ahead, Paul.
But they practice against Jalen Carter.
They do. They're probably
Aaron
the two
Donald
best
historically
right now.
What Jeff Stoutland's done. Positive.
Look at the way we isolate Micah Parsons. Yeah. Make him wrong. We can make him wrong with every play by optioning.
All right, Paul, keep your thanks going. Go ahead.
I got confidence in our training staff and Stoutland to make those boys work. But to continue my thank yous, I want to thank special teams for forcing and, more importantly, recovering another fumble, giving the offense a short field. I want to thank the quarterback and leader of this offense for having his best game in one of the biggest stages the game offers. I want to thank Vic Fangio, Mekhi Becton, and Zach Bond for being Eagles and joining the family. I want to thank the New York Giants GM for being a double-digit IQ moron and giving us Saquon Barkley, who is just nothing but a thoroughbred as a player and an even better human being. Last but not least, I want to thank Jeff Lurie, who decades ago saved us from one of the worst owners in the history of the NFL.
Right.
And since that time, has done nothing but run this organization the best way possible. Among the virtues he's demonstrated, of course, are class, kindness and loyalty. He's done everything the right way. So, Jeff Lurie, from the bottom of my midnight green and Kelly green heart, thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Nice call, Paul. Good stuff, man. Really great stuff. Let's listen to Jeffrey Lurie. Trophy presentation yesterday. Terry Bradshaw at the mic. You're going to hear Lurie. You're going to hear Sirianni. And you're going to hear Hurts yesterday with Terry Bradshaw.
Congratulations. Now to present the George S. Halas Award, emblematic of the NFC champions,
A great Eagle. Nick Foles presented to Jeffrey Lurie, the owner.
We have the best owner in sports right here, Mr. Lurie. On behalf of the National Football League, it is my honor to present the George Halas Trophy to the National Football Conference champions, our Philadelphia Eagles. Hey.
Owner Lurie, you've owned this team for 30 years, ever since 1994, I believe it was.
Yeah.
How unexpected is this for this team that you own to go to the Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans?
Well, it's kind of expected, I think.
Oh, okay, good.
You know what? Yeah. I mean, the most unselfish, humble group of players. Coaches led by Nick, Howie and his staff. I mean, the best fans in the world. It's a pretty strong cocktail. I like that cocktail.
Congratulations. See you in New Orleans.
Great to be back, and we're there to win it.
Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Come here. You know, we talked about this game coming in. Neither one of your teams, this team, your team, or Washington, they did not turn the ball over today. You created all four turnovers, and all of a sudden scored touchdowns after every one of them. What does that say about your football team?
Yeah, first and foremost, everything good in our life comes from God, so thank God for that.
How about our quarterback?
How about your quarterback?
He's a stud.
He is a stud.
I knew he was going to play that way. I knew it. Don't doubt him. All he does is win.
Fabulous. Nick Sirianni. And then, of course, Jalen, take that trophy. Come over here. Golly, I didn't know. I thought you had a bad leg, bud, but you seem to be feeling pretty good out there today. Three rushing touchdowns, one passing. Nothing unexpected from you. You expected that kind of performance today, didn't you?
Well, we took it a play at a time. You know, I can't do any of those things without the guys around me, the preparation we put in, the run it's been. We got to finish it.
Well, the last time I saw you, we were in the Super Bowl. I'll see you down in New Orleans. Thank you very much, Jenny.
Good to see you again. Thank you.
All right, Eagle fans, I'll see you in New Orleans.
Just a tremendous job. I mean, all three of those guys, obviously, and a bunch of other dudes as well. I mean, pulling it together and really winning that game in a way that it was a laugher at the end. I mean, it was just a total
32 points they won by.
Yeah. No,
32.
There were various
times.
Not
normally occur.
I was trying to figure out how much the Eagles up by. I had to do math because it wasn't like a 20 to 10.
We were doing math too.
Like, where it's like 20 to 10. I know it's 10 points, but you had funky scores, 2-point attempts. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this up 16, 18, 17? What is this right now?
Is that the?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
First time anyone's ever called Jeffrey Lurie owner.
Yeah,
Lurie.
That was funny.
Owner Lurie.
That was funny. Yeah,
he probably really shouldn't do those post games anymore.
And Terry dropped in a bulb to Jalen, which was funny too. I liked it.
I thought that Jeffrey Lurie did an incredible job up there.
I agree with you, John.
I thought everything that he said, he nailed it.
I agree.
It, even you know, like.
With the awkward lead in from Terry, too, with unexpected, and he just handled it perfectly.
Totally. So subtle.
Because you wouldn't say that's Robert Kraft.
We're there to win it.
We're
there to win it. Like, he was up there with a purpose. And Jeffrey Lurie, man, sir, you are getting.
Owner Lurie.
Yeah, Owner Lurie. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Owner Lurie. He really, truly is the creme de la creme.
Well, gold standard of Philly owners. Can we say that? Yeah. Shout out to Jeffrey.
So obviously, for many decades, it was Ed Snyder, and it is certainly possible, if not likely, that Jeffrey Lurie has passed Ed Snyder as the greatest owner in Philly sports history. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, when I was growing up, you always expected the Flyers to be good because they were almost always good. And that's pretty much where we're at with the Eagles, which is hard in a salary cap world. Salary cap world, that's hard to do. And obviously 2020 happened. We all get that. But 7 out of 8 years in the playoffs, 3 times to the Super Bowl in 8 seasons, 2 times to the Super Bowl in three seasons.
8 conference championships in the 2000s.
Yeah.
8 conference championships in the 2000s, man.
Yeah. No, it's really amazing.
Howie building this thing from the ground up.
Can't pay Howie enough. Can't pay him enough.
It's sustainable.
Give
it
more than anyone else in the sport.
If I'm going to give Bryce Huff $50 million, I'm going to give Howie $100 million. I'm serious.
Think about the next 2 years. Saquon's under contract, and things are, you know, he thinks ahead. He's got things set up now, and I know that you can cite a couple guys. We got to try to figure out a way to get them back, but. He always has a plan.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. Bond and Becton will probably be the two biggest. It'll be fascinating for the offseason. But look, that'll be a March issue. As it is now, reaction from yesterday. We'll talk to the Diddy, Ray Dittinger, in 10 minutes, and also looking ahead to Super Bowl 59, which we haven't done and won't do a deep dive on today, but will in time, obviously. Eagles, by the way, installed as a 1.5-point underdog to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Jeff right now in Phoenixville. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Joe, John, James, Rhea. What a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
It just, you wake up easier. Everyone's going to be happy.
I might not have come to work if we lost. I'm just letting you guys know.
The only thing Jeff ever
scored in a conference championship game, and that's our team.
We
are so dominant.
I'm pivoting because when you're talking about Jeffrey Lurie, I'm old enough and we're all in the same grasp there. Mm-hmm. And hearing back on 6/10, I think it was Mac and Mac breaking the news that the Eagles are going to be sold to this guy from Boston. Like, who's Jeffrey Lurie? V.I. Warshawski? Like,
yeah, that's right.
I remember that combo, the V.I. Warshawski combo.
I remember it well.
I'm looking it up. I'm like, who is this guy? I'm like, it can't be any worse than Braman. And thank goodness. I mean, just the class on that, and yesterday, now hearing about Brandon, I heard it after on the post game with Rob, hearing that Brandon Graham's going to try to play.
So Jeff, we had that sense from what BG has said to us the last couple of weeks on the show.
Okay.
And then Marcus Hayes, let me read this again for those that missed it. Marcus Hayes reported after the game last night, a team source said he expects Brandon Graham to come off injured reserve on Monday and to try to get ready for Super Bowl 59. Graham told me he has not tested his torn triceps full bore, but what he's done showed promising results. That's it's fantastic.
He's got to be the one to lead him out of the locker room in that game because it's going to be, just the nerve. It's going to make everybody go crazy.
And
I got one quick question. It's kind of a silly question. We're the home team, right, for the game?
Don't know. I have no clue on that.
I think we're the home team, which means we get to pick the jerseys. Any thought that they could wear the Kelly green? Because that would just blow everybody's mind.
That's interesting. I have no idea.
There'll be no field problem this year.
No, it's field.
I don't know if you can wear alternate jerseys.
Hey, I don't know the rule either, Jeff. I don't think
you can. I'm almost positive. I'll look into it.
We'll look.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool if you could, because it would just make it, because all I saw was at Dick's Sporting Goods after the game. That was a party. Eagles chants, Dallas sucks chants. It was great. And everybody had Kelly Green, Saquon Barkley jerseys on.
Right, According to the internet, you're not allowed.
Good call.
Teams are not allowed to use their alternate jerseys in the Super Bowl. We'll see.
Sad face.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me. All right, let's listen.
But do we know if we're home or away with the jersey?
I don't know. No clue at all. All right, let's listen to how it sounded here yesterday on WIP. Maryland Mike, obviously on the call. An all-time Eagles victory. The montage we want to hear. We're going to need a montage.
Ooh, it takes a montage. For the ninth time, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing in the NFC Championship game and looking for their fifth trip to the Super Bowl.
Hurts. Under center on first down, he pitches it out to Barkley, takes off to the outside, he's at the 50, he's at the 40, he's at the 30, he's going to go! 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch!
He touched it, and he took it to the house.
Back goes Daniels, he swings it out, he's got Deami Brown, who comes across the fumbles the football, and I think the Eagles have it. The hit by Cooper DeJean, the fumble recovered by Reed Blankenship.
Hurts on first down, feeds Barkley, off to the outside, his second touchdown of the game.
Speed.
Fourth down and five, and I'd rather see them punt, even this early with a two-point lead. Back goes Hurts, here comes the rush, he lets it fly, and it is caught. A.J. Brown inside the 20-yard line.
How do you like me now?
Ball at the one. They're pushing. Hurts sneaks. Pushing. He's in. Touchdown.
Here is Elliott to kick off. It's a line drive bouncing. And it is fielded by McNichols, who comes across the 20, fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. Second turnover of the game.
He got slammed and gave up the football.
Hurts is going to throw. He's back. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup
AJ
I like.
Brown.
That's the matchup I like.
On first down, Hurts. Quarterback draw. He's at the 5. He is in for the touchdown. Jalen Hurts.
I guess his leg's all right.
Back goes Daniels again. He fires.
I think that ball was caught and fumbled.
It is caught and fumbled.
They lost it again.
Caught and fumbled.
And it's the Eagles' ball.
It is. Third turnover of the game. They line up for the tush push. And the Commanders come across the line of scrimmage and belt them. So they'll gain 6 inches.
Yeah, they don't lose anything, the Commanders, when they do this.
That was Luvu. No Luvu. He's faking. Now there's another play.
Encroachment. Defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior.
I've never seen that.
I've never heard that either. He takes the snap. He pushes. He shoves. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles!
They got it in easily.
It is 4th and 11. They have to get to the Eagles 49. Daniels back, looking. Here comes the rush. He's running. They've got him. They sack him. Nolan Smith got him back at the 25-yard line.
Hurts. He gives it to Barkley. Barkley runs wide.
Touchdown! His third of the day.
He's special.
Daniels back one more time. He looks. He pumps. He is going deep, and it is almost intercepted. Incomplete. It is intercepted. It is intercepted. For the second time in 2 weeks, it is Quinyon Mitchell who comes down with the ball. Gives off to Shipley. Shipley at the 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 15-10-5. Tackled at the 5-yard line, Will Shipley.
Wow. Now you're just pouring it on.
Hand off. Shipley plowing ahead. Touchdown, Will Shipley. He joins the fun. And the Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23. Attention, air traffic control. This flock of Eagles is heading to New Orleans.
Well, just a tremendous series of calls there from Maryland Mike, and obviously massive congratulations goes out to the Eagles. Just a destruction, an absolute, I mean, ass-kicking of the Washington Commanders. They tore them apart. They did, and obviously it sets up Super Bowl 59 against a KC team who's also really good. Kansas City's lost only one time this year when they tried. When they played their players, they only lost one time. Eagles obviously only lost a couple times, so it's quite a matchup. And by the way, let me tell you, you know, speaking of the Super Bowl and sort of our coverage to lead you there, because I'm aware on a day like this, sometimes we have some listeners that wouldn't ordinarily listen to our show, and we appreciate that. You know, some people that perhaps, you know, just spread around where you listen, but a day like this, you want to hear WIP. Let me tell you what we have coming up this week and next week, and it's what we've had all season, but I just want to frame in everyone's mind the kind of coverage we'll give you here on WIP. Guest-wise, over the next week, here's what it is. Ray Dittinger coming up in 5 minutes. Seth Joyner today in studio at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, 7:25, Ron Jaworski. 7:40, Brandon Graham in studio for a half hour. Obviously, we will do a deep dive with BG, not only to congratulate him on the team and the whole thing. Is he going to play in Super Bowl 59? BG tomorrow. Elliot Short Parks tomorrow at 8:20. Nick Sirianni typically with us Tuesdays at 8:40. That would be, as of now, my expectation. Perhaps with Super Bowl week stuff, maybe the schedule changes. But at some point, Sirianni on our show, likely tomorrow. Wednesday, Sheil Kapadia at 6:30. We've got Ross Tucker for an hour at 7:30. Mike Quick at 8:40. Thursday, Jason Kelce in studio for an entire hour. What a fascinating spot he's in as an all-time Eagle as they go against his brother, KC, and Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl. Kelce Thursday at 7:30 for an hour. And then Friday, as always, Elliot Short Parks at 7:30.
He was at both games, by the way.
Yeah, it was impressive. Yeah, I know. And then Dick Vermeil at 8 o'clock on Friday. That's our coverage. That's only, you know, the guest stuff that is planned. But we'll have a lot of other parts of our coverage as well. So if you're tuned in when you're normally not, please stay tuned into us. And reminder, any of those interviews or any of the station's interviews that you ever miss, you can always go back on the Odyssey app. It's all there. Odyssey app, you can listen live. And you can listen back. So much good stuff we hope to bring you over the next couple weeks. 215-592-9494. Ray Dittinger shortly will join us. Craig right now. Good morning, Craig.
E-I-G-L-E-S-E.
You know what I love, Craig? I love how your voice up, is clearly a little strained, and I respect that, sir.
Man, I can't believe I was able to push it out, brother. Trust me, that's the last one I've had in me to the Super Bowl.
You're like Juergens. You're like Juergens. You got to power down for 13 days to power back up.
Yo, what's up, morning team? Let me tell you, team. Let me just go right into it, man. Listen, I don't know if y'all remember. I know a lot of people are superstitious and stuff, but let me tell you, boy. If you call, it started with the logo. Remember, I called y'all. I told y'all about that logo. Remember, we had the green and the red on the logo. Guess what? KC and Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's one. Okay, two, the dominance that we saw yesterday is unprecedented. Listen, Joe, I told these fools down here, they were down here running around having parades. They looked past us. That's how confident these fools were. They were like, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're not even worried about your Eagles. You guys are trash.
Yeah, Washington wasn't ready. They weren't ready for primetime. They weren't ready.
They weren't ready.
I think Jaden Daniels was, but their defense and their ball carriers weren't.
He's great. Jaden Daniels is great.
Yeah,
he's real.
Yep. But they had too many fumbles, and their defense was a disaster.
Defensive coordinator still talking.
And they couldn't control their emotions, too.
You're right.
They were playing out of control, and the Eagles were on point and executing.
I agree with that.
Hey, and then had the nerve, Joe, to come up there and mess with our Rocky statue. What the hell? Did they not know that the other teams did that got boat raced?
I know.
That just opened the door right up, Joe.
Hold on. Let's rephrase this. Chiefs fans, we want you to just mess with the Rocky statue. Feel free. It's there. Go for it. Do your thing.
Please do it again, man. And then listen, bro. Hey, listen, team. I know you got to roll, but listen, my last thing. Check this out. For people that are down with numbers, somebody reminded me last night. They said, guess what? Not only is the Super Bowl on Saquon's birthday, but guess what? There's another team member that has a birthday that day.
Coop.
Cooper DeJean.
Yep.
And guess what? Guess what? When you add their two numbers together, 26 and 33, fellas, what do we get? Super Bowl 59.
Ooh, I like that right there, Craig.
Wow.
Good work there.
Hey, Craig, well done, buddy. Always a great caller, Craig, who lives down in the D.C. area where the Washington people are feeling different than
Craig's
we are today.
Craig's going to be crowing down there today. Oh. He's earned it.
You know it.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.